Welcome to the after show. It's the podcast on warm1013.com with Tony and Christy. And when Nikki's well, she's with us, but she's still homesick.
Yeah, still sick, man.
I know. Well, maybe she's sick of marriage. Got married 2 days ago.
That's what everybody was saying. No, that's not it.
I know. So, all right. There's some weird stuff going on with animals, which I think we need to talk about. Well, number one, there's a good thing going on. Our peregrine falcon here in Rochester has given birth to two babies, and there's one more egg that's got a crack yet. But here's the deal. In Houston, you know there's a tiger on the loose.
Okay. Yeah, I did see that. I thought the guy caught him, though.
Far as I know, they didn't. But they caught the guy, but they didn't get the tiger, I think. And in Arizona, there is a bear hanging around the suburbs. Just what everybody wants.
Oh, no.
And in London and the Thames, the river there, there's a whale stuck in it. What is going on?
What?
Yes. I don't know how a whale got that far upstream, but there's a whale in the Thames.
Wow. Yeah. What is happening?
I don't know, man. I think they're like saying, hey, we want to live here, too. We want suburbia. So I don't know. So if you're like me, you've heard the word NFT. It's a non-fungible or fungible? I don't know the word. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I don't even know what the T stands for, but something. It doesn't matter.
Right.
Nobody knows what they are. All I know is that, like, here's a good example. Over the weekend, I had relatives in from Boston for my mom's 101st birthday. And my niece and her husband have a business where they do things like this. Okay, so they're into blockchain and they're into selling NFTs.
Oh wow!
And and it's like, I think it was Billie Eilish recorded an album and released it on an NFT, so you don't have to go through Spotify or Apple Music.
So strange.
Now you get to keep all the money. Okay, and then there's some art that's been available, like for millions of dollars. You buy the NFT of the art. I don't know how this happened and why it happened and how long this is going to last.
Right.
But, and then of course all the cryptocurrencies. I'm thinking maybe paper money has like 20 years left. We're all just going to be.
Oh, maybe that's it. Yeah, yeah. We all pay other ways now. Barely ever have cash.
I know.
And even now you don't even have to use cash to pay someone back. They're like, oh, I'll just Venmo you.
I know. It's amazing. So it's just weird stuff. It is interesting the way the world is going. It's kind of cool.
It is.
So you have a ghost.
I think I might, Tony, and maybe I'm being a little paranoid. Maybe. However, my mother yesterday decided to go pick up some photos she's been asking her storage unit to get down for months for her. Mm-hmm. So they finally did. They're probably happy to get rid of them. So she brings home pictures. It's not pictures of me and like my sister when we were younger. It's pictures of my mom when she was younger with her family and her siblings. That's the only photo album she grabbed because she's going to go see her brother in a few months. It's his birthday. Oh. So she wanted to show me a bunch of pictures, and then she left it out on the counter, which I didn't think anything of it until this morning. I walked into my son's room, and he has a heavy weighted blanket that he sleeps with every night. Mm-hmm. It was clear across the room.
Had to be a ghost. That's the only explanation possible.
What else could it be?
Nothing. That's it.
That
could be
photo
nothing.
Album brought a ghost into
exactly.
my house.
Exactly what I was thinking, Christine.
It's my grandmother or something. And she wanted me to know she was there.
Yes. What else could it possibly be?
I don't know. There's no explanation.
Oh, God.
I asked my son what happened. He goes, I don't know. But I didn't say ghost to him because I didn't want to freak him out, you know?
Or think that you were crazy.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah. Well, could go either way with him. It probably would go the first way. But, I mean, what else could it be? And I thought that. I go, oh, wow, the blanket's on the floor. I picked it. It was across the room like it was thrown or ripped off by a ghost.
See, here's the problem I have with that.
What?
Ghosts are basically see-through things. So how would the ghost...
Maybe it's not a friendly ghost.
But how would he pick it up?
I don't know. Okay. But it happens.
It doesn't happen, Christy. You need to, like,
come
wake
on.
Up.
Come on,
Christy.
Tony. Christy. Come on. It's a ghost. You know, I'm not a big believer in all this stuff.
No, I know. You're very, very skeptical. Yeah, right. It's all you believe in.
No, everything it's really not. Ask my mom. Out of the three of us, my sister, my mom, and me, I'm the one that's like, come on, that's not it. But this, I don't know. I just had a feeling. At first, I thought, oh, how'd that get over there? Hmm. No, it was just on him about 30 minutes ago.
Yeah, had to be a ghost.
And I went, oh, must be the ghost.
Like I said, it could be no other explanation. I'm sure that's
all I'm saying.
So I don't know if this will fly in Buffalo, But in Las Vegas, the Raiders at Allegiant Stadium, they teamed up with the Wynn Resorts. They have an 11,000-square-foot nightclub in the end zone.
What?
Yes. This is amazing. Here's what it's got. It's got premium bottle service, two DJ booths, okay, 42 televisions, a 9-by-35-foot LED screen, and a 45,000-watt sound system.
Wow.
So I guess it's...
I don't
when they
get
say,
it.
Well, you know, football's become such a thing now that what happens on the field is only cursory. You know, it's like, oh, yeah, there's a game.
You know? Right.
So
is the club only open when they're not on the field? Like, I don't understand.
No, no. I think it's open at the game, during the game. So you can go there and hang out and watch the game.
Oh, come on. You don't want to sit there at a club.
42 TVs, 9-by-35-foot LED, 45,000-watt sound system.
Then again, it is Vegas. There's probably slots there, too. You could probably just...
You know, you probably got a good point. So, yeah, it's in the end zone. I mean, you know, it's in the stands in the end zone.
Right,
it looks awesome.
Right,
I'm looking at pictures of it. It looks pretty cool.
Isn't there a pool in Tampa Bay or something?
Yes,
don't they have, like, a pirate ship and a pool or something?
I think they got, yeah, and so does Miami. I think, maybe the old station, the old stadium in Miami.
Know.
But, yeah, Tampa Bay,
you
I
just
got
to one-up everything, right?
They have a hot tub, and I think there's one with a shark in it or something. I don't know.
Well,
know,
we're Buffalo, right? I mean, mm-hmm. Well, we aren't, but they're yeah. Buffalo, the Buffalo Bills. So mm-hmm. What could they do? A ski resort? I mean,
is
I don't know.
Really? A ski jump. That would be awesome.
There you go.
That would be awesome.
We're not doing a pool, let's be clear. That's not happening.
No. A hot tub, though, you know?
Yeah.
So one more genius move by somebody. I love this. Some bakery got robbed the other day in Wisconsin, and so they found the guy's picture on the, you know, the closed circuit TV. You know,
yeah.
And so what the bakery did, this is so awesome, Christy. They took the guy's picture, they put it on a bunch of cookies, and they gave the cookies away for free all over town.
Ah, that's a great idea.
And it worked.
Oh, I bet.
They posted it on Facebook. He was identified. The police know who he is, and they're trying to track him down. But how cool is that?
That is cool. Maybe that's I should really... do that with the ghost. I should put the ghost picture
the ghost
on the cookie.
Do you have a picture of the ghost?
No, but I can get one.
How can you get a picture of
the
ghost?
I'm going to. And then if anyone sees this ghost, keep him. I don't want the ghost back.
I hope when you walk in the house, you hear, Christy.
I might today. Oh, it's probably going to be my mom, too.
Oh, Christy.
I'll be like, get that photo album out of here.
Christy.
Okay, that's what I'm freaked out about.
I'm going to do the Christy.
Stop it. That's
Ooh,
what
I
don't like. That's
awesome.
Like evil ghosts.
I love this. Christy. Ooh, I'm going to do that.
Okay, nobody is enjoying that but you.
No, everybody's enjoying
this. No, no one is enjoying that noise. And you're going to hurt your throat if you keep doing that. Trust me, I've done it.
All right. All right, that's the podcast today. Warm1013.com. Spread it around with your friends. Bye.
Bye-bye.